Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everybody. It is Friday, May 14th, and I am working hard around the clock to help reelect Larry Krasner. And there's a lesson that I teach in my book, Make Change, that I actually want to share with you all. In some ways, I'm reminding myself of this lesson today. It's central to how we fight for change. And I don't just mean on criminal justice reform or mass incarceration and policing, but any of us who want to see our city, our county, our state, our country, this world be a better place really need to keep this lesson in mind. And so let me break it down. Let me unpack and explain it. All right. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Hey, everybody. If you're ready to take charge of your mental health and you just don't know where to start, BetterHelp has you covered. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not even self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed therapist. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions with them. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Visit BetterHelp.com/breakdown. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is proudly sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Breakdown listeners get 10% off of their first month at BetterHelp.com/breakdown. So much of the work that I do on a daily basis is about an emergency, a crisis that's going on in that very moment. This week, no doubt you've heard about or seen me post about the horrible brutality that Palestinians are experiencing, and it's a crisis. It's a true emergency in this moment. And when a crisis comes and you respond to it, that crisis can be all-consuming. And on any given day, particularly because of the work that I do, working with people who are experiencing racial injustice and police violence, on any given day, I have several crises coming at me at any given point in time. And they each are real, often life and death emergencies. And the people experiencing those crises, their world has often been turned upside down. And even though I might be exhausted, or those of us doing this work might be exhausted, the person experiencing that crisis is overwhelmed in that moment. Like, the crisis for them is fresh. So even though I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of families who've experienced police violence and racial injustice and the effects of mass incarceration, for them, on that day and that moment, it's brand new. And one of the reasons, I'm about to teach you this key core lesson. It's an important part of my book. One of the reasons we can care so much about an issue, care about the humanity of Palestinians, care about the issue of police violence, the issue of mass incarceration, the issue of hate and bigotry and racial injustice. We can care so much about all of those issues or any single one of those issues, but rarely see any deep systemic change, is because most of our time is spent moving from individual crisis to individual crisis to individual crisis. And these individual crises are effects of much deeper systemic issues. So when there is a horrible case of police violence, that one individual case, just use the murder of George Floyd as an example, that one individual case all by itself can consume anybody's life, the life of an activist, an attorney, just that one case. Just holding people responsible for killing that one individual man could take over your entire life for a year. And for many people, it's done just that. And you could fight for accountability and justice for George Floyd, and the officers could be arrested, which they have. They could be charged, which they have. And our organization has fought for this as well. And we're now starting to see officers being held accountable, which is great. You could do all of that and still not see deep systemic change. And there is a lesson there that some of us need to be fighting these essential individual battles. I'm not saying any of us should stop fighting for the family of George Floyd or for that cause, but, and hear me clearly, what I understand is that some of us have to be working on long-term solutions and shifts, and that often means that we can't be present for every crisis, or our time can't even be spent going from crisis to crisis to crisis, because those things will consume all of your time, all of your brain power, all of your creativity. And if you are spending all of your time on an individual crisis and none of your time on formulating the plans to solve the deeper systemic issue, then the work you're doing is still important. People who are in crisis need someone to be there for them. Ultimately, our goal should be to stop these crises, these horrible moments of police violence. Our ultimate goal should be to stop those things from happening, or at least dramatically slow them down. And that's not what's happening. By and large, the problem isn't slowing down. Now, we are having some, and you can't see me, but I'm putting air quotes around the word success. We're having some success holding officers accountable all over the country. But the problem is not slowing down. And we have to ask ourselves, how do we solve the bigger problem while also having a heart and caring about the individual stories that emanate from that problem? I am trying to practice that. I'm in a studio by myself, and so I use air quotes for trying. I don't know why I'm doing air quotes. I'm literally here by myself. I am trying to spend some of my time changing the system and some of my time working on individual problems. The work that I'm doing now to elect Larry Krasner is because I know that if we elect this one person, he then radically changes the entire system for Philadelphia. Larry has exonerated 20 people while he's been in office for these 3+ years, more than any district attorney in the country during that time. That's a systemic shift. He is holding officers accountable. He has reduced people's sentences by 18,000 years. That's a deep systemic shift. But it's even bigger than Larry. And so I am trying to spend time crafting plans, crafting strategies to make sure that while we are there for people in their greatest moment of need, we are simultaneously crafting plans that will reduce the need for us to even be there for people, because police brutality has been dramatically impacted and reduced. Like I just saw in Newark, New Jersey, and shout out to all of the organizations and the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka. And I saw in New Jersey where last year, police in New Jersey did not fire a single bullet, not one time. And so many people and organizations worked to make that a reality. Does their police department still have problems? Absolutely. Yep. They still have real problems there. But did their entire police department go a year without firing a single bullet? Yes, they did. That's historic. That's deep systemic change. It took the mayor, a dozen different organizations and leaders on the ground, and so many people to participate in making such a thing possible. Newark is a major American city. Can we make that a reality all over the country? Yes, but not if we're not working on the deep systemic problems. That's what I'm getting at. So that's my question to you, and I want to put that back in your lap. Think about it over the weekend. What are you doing to craft problems that will solve the deeper issues that you care about? That's what I'm talking about. Listen, just know that I love and appreciate all of you. I'm deeply grateful for your support. And if you can, please, 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 donate at thenorthstar.com to chip in, to support and underwrite not only the cost of this podcast, but everything we do at the North Star. I'm going to be working all weekend for Larry Krasner's campaign. I hope to come back in a few more days and tell you that we won. But it's a lot of work between now and then. Love and appreciate you all. Have a great weekend. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
Hi, this is Donnie Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star, encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world.
Ooh, it's the past.